Hi, I'm Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. On Saturday came the announcement of Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania, and with it came the status of president-elect. Across America, there was euphoria, people actually dancing in the streets. I saw this in New York City, where Stonewall Inn and Washington Square Park became the sites of impromptu victory rallies and dance parties. But what happens when a spontaneous outburst of joy goes the other way? It is a good question to ask on the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass, a wave of anti-Semitic violence that washed over Germany on November 9th and 10th in 1938. With the blessing of, and at the direction of Nazi authorities, hundreds of synagogues and Jewish-owned shops in Germany, Austria, and an area of Czechoslovakia recently given to the Nazis were attacked and vandalized. Jews were assaulted in their homes, arrested, and humiliated in the streets. There were high numbers of rapes and reported suicides as the violence directed at Jews swept across Hitler's Reich. Many were taken to concentration camps in the first mass incarceration of Jews. But history now shows that this was not a spontaneous outburst of hatred. It was a calculated moment in which Nazi forces in civilian clothes launched a violent anti-Semitic attack. It was joined by German civilians in what became an orgy of violence, burning, and destruction. George Orwell had a name for this kind of state-directed outburst in 1984, the two-minute hate. Kristallnacht is a grim reminder of what happens when the pent-up forces of hate are unleashed. Thank you.